people in person. Do you know when a connection has been made? Can you tell when the connection is starting to go bad? Can you identify when the call has been dropped? Most people have an easy time knowing when the connection is good on the phone, but they have no idea if they're connecting with others in everyday situations. Everyone talks. Everyone communicates, but few connect. Those who do take their relationships, their work, and their lives to another level. If you want to learn how to connect and thereby become more effective in everything you do, there's good news. Even if connecting with others isn't something you're good at today, you can learn how to do it and become better tomorrow. I am convinced that I can help you to learn how to connect with other people. That's the reason I wrote, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. In the first part of this audiobook, I'll teach you the five principles that are foundational for understanding how to connect with people. In the second part, you'll learn five practices that anyone can do to connect with others, regardless of age, experience, or natural ability. Learning to connect with people can change your life. Ready? Let's get started. Chapter 1. Connecting increases your influence in every situation. Have you ever gotten frustrated while making a presentation because people just weren't getting it? Have you ever wanted your boss to understand how much value you add to the company so you could get a well-earned raise or promotion? If you have children, have you wanted them to listen so you could help them make good choices? Have you wanted to improve your relationship with a friend or make a positive impact on your community? If you can't find a way to communicate effectively, you'll be unable to reach your potential. You won't succeed in the way you desire, and you'll be forever frustrated. What's the secret? Connecting. After more than 40 years of marriage, a long and successful career as a public speaker, decades of leading organizations, and experience in developing people across the United States and in dozens of countries around the world, I can tell you this. If you want to succeed, you must learn how to connect with others. I am convinced more than ever that good communication and good leadership are all about connecting. If you can connect with others at every level, one-on-one, in groups, and with an audience, your relationships are stronger. Your sense of community improves. Your ability to create teamwork increases. Your influence increases. And your productivity skyrockets. What do I mean when I say connect? Connecting is the ability to identify with people and relate to them in a way that increases your influence with them. Why is that important? Because the ability to communicate and connect with others is a major determining factor in reaching your potential. To be successful, you must work with others. And to do that at your absolute best, you must learn to connect. How much healthier would your relationships be if you excelled at connecting? How would your marriage and family life improve? How much happier would your relationships with friends be? How much better would you be at getting along with your neighbors if you were able to connect with them? How would being a better connector impact your career? What would happen if you were fantastic at connecting with your coworkers? How would things change at work if you were better able to connect with your boss? According to the Harvard Business Review, the number one criteria for advancement and promotion for professionals is an ability to communicate effectively. That means connecting. If you learn to connect better, it would change your life. I am probably best known for my writing and speaking on leadership. I maintain that if you want to become more productive and influential, you must learn to become a better leader, because everything rises and falls on leadership, and the best leaders are always excellent connectors. If you're interested in a case study in connecting in the context of leadership, all you have to do is look at the presidents of the United States from the last 30 years. Because their every move is documented in the press, at home, and around the world, most people are familiar with them. Set aside your political opinions and biases for a moment and look at the abilities of some past presidents. Consider the differences in connecting skill between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter when they ran against one another. In their final debate on October 28, 1980, Carter came across cold and impersonal. To every question he was asked, Carter responded with facts and figures. Walter Cronkite described Carter as humorless. Dan Rather called Carter stoic and disengaged. And as Carter made a case to be reelected, he seemed to bounce back and forth.